Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with a very special co-host. We've actually let him back on a mic today, Alan Broyhill.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good to have you, Alan.
Happy to be on the mic. I'm always in the room. Happy to be on the
mic. Does it feel good to have the mic and the computer and be doing everything at once today?
It feels weird. It's weird, man.
Well, I'm super psyched to have this chat with you. I think our conversation today is all about these themes that we've been seeing that some of our guests will get hung up on. And I'm hopeful that this episode will connect with a lot of people who maybe get into this problem.
Yep.
Do you know the problem we're talking about today?
Is it something like overanalyzation?
Yeah, kind of. Well, the title of our episode today is Why You Might Need to Break Up with Your Fitbit. So our conversation is about over-tracking and over-measuring everything about your movement.
Yep. And I see this on a weekly basis.
How do you, what comes up for you, Alan, with the over-measuring, over-tracking?
Yep, it's always on the hikes. So if you don't know, I do a ton of hikes here at Skyterra.
Don't do a lot of hikes. What are you talking about? Are you like the recreation lead or something?
Something like that.
You do a lot of hikes. I always worry about you.
I'm fine, but usually like three a week. So I get a lot of different types of people. I get people who've never hiked. I get people that are super intense.
Yeah.
But I can break them down into two different groups.
Two groups. Okay.
Two groups. The people that are there for the experience, the destination, the beauty, and the people that are there for nothing other than the numbers.
Then burning some calories, making sure to get a good workout from the hike.
The numbers people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, which category do you think I fall into?
You know, man, you don't fall into either because you never hike.
That's true. Everybody on staff knows how I feel about hiking. I don't mind leading hikes with our guests. However, I will never go out and probably hike by myself. It just wouldn't be something that I do.
Lindsay has to drag you out.
Yes. So I am definitely a family hiker, which maybe is category three. So yeah, I think you're right though, Alan. I think many of our guests and just people in general, sometimes when they're doing outdoor activities specifically, it's like they're either out there because it's amazing outdoors, the experience, the beauty, or it's like, oh, this is going to give me more steps. This is going to help me burn more calories. This is going to be a great workout for the day. Funny enough that we're talking about this day, I actually lost my Fitbit.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't had my Fitbit for, man, I'm going on 7 days right now.
Almost a week.
Yeah, and you know what's wild is it's caused some anxiety. Like I go home at night after Skyterra and I continue to search my house and I still can't find it. And Lindsay, our dietitian, my wife, can attest to this. I constantly lose things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a problem. But what's interesting is when you lose your Fitbit, there's like this cloud of anxiety of like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting credit today. Isn't that wild?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like been flooding my brain, but like, just to take a step back, our health insurance plan at Skyterra Wellness, it's super cool. With the amount of steps we get and the intensity level, like the workouts that we do, we actually can earn money for our health savings account.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah, are you participating in that?
I'm not.
He's not. So you can see both Alan and I are losing money right now to our health savings account. But it's wild where I think that's an awesome reason for wearing a tracker. It's so cool that our company does this and that you're seeing this movement with health insurance companies these days. To this effect, though, I think we want to talk about this anxiety and this tracking and why it may not be the best depending on who you are.
Why it's a problem.
Why it is a problem. So, Alan, I think you and I were talking about this before we signed on today. Mm-hmm. What are some of the phrases like that you hear guests say that are kind of interesting?
Yeah, the big one that I hear every single week is, I only did fill in the blank, whatever that might be.
I hear that too.
I only got this many steps today.
Yeah.
I only climbed this high in elevation.
I heard this in our Lose Smart strength class. We were doing a bench press on Thursday. And someone said, I only did 95 pounds.
Like, that's a lot for
a
lot of people.
And it was a female where 95 pounds, bench pressing a female, like, that's not an I only. That's a, wow, you are awesome.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So I hear that a lot. I think you're not wrong. And it's like, man, it's like, it's kind of demeaning to ourselves because we have to give ourselves credit But it shouldn't be based off steps. It shouldn't be based off burning calories or the certain amount of weight. Have you heard this one? I don't know. You've had to have heard this. It's I didn't get my fill in the blank in mm-hmm. today.
Right.
I didn't get my fill in the blank in today.
Absolutely. I didn't get my steps today.
Yep. I didn't do my strength training today. I didn't get Connect in today.
Yeah, I didn't get cardio in today. Whatever that might be.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully, listeners, you can relate to these phrases. I think Alan and I, just like you guys, we catch ourselves saying this, where like, I only did this amount of video editing today, or this amount of podcast editing, where we got to catch ourselves, because that uh-huh. is a big problem, and it's why over-tracking isn't super helpful. So why do you think over-tracking and this constant reliance on measuring our movement is a problem, Alan?
Yeah, the big thing for me is I keep relating it back to going out and hiking. Like, people just miss the enjoyment factor yeah. of whatever it is that they're doing, maybe hiking in specific, when you're just worried about the numbers.
Ugh.
You yeah. lose.
You lose every time. It's I think it's this parallel of it's okay to be aware of the numbers, but when that decreases your mm-hmm. enjoyment and you being able to connect to the feeling of what you're getting by seeing waterfalls and being outdoors, I think that does become a big problem. Any other reasons that you think over-tracking can become a problem?
The other one, big one for me, is the disconnect when you have to have your watch or your phone or whatever, like you're checking your stuff, yep. your content, whatever that might be. You might pull your watch up and like all of a sudden see that you have a message yeah. on there too.
Yeah.
It just draws you away from the experience.
I think you're alluding to what I would refer to as an attachment problem. And that's what these devices do for a lot of folks, is they get too attached to the device and less attached to the actual experience.
Yeah.
Part of that is like, think of the notifications that individuals are receiving from their devices now, constantly telling them how much they've done or how much they haven't done. Where like, you know what's the craziest thing? Because I've lost my Fitbit, I got an email in my inbox from United Healthcare of like, hey, your steps aren't uploading this week. What are you doing? Yeah, so they actually emailed me directly, which I think I love the accountability. But I guess our conversation is, when does it become too much? When do you think, Alan, tracking becomes too much?
Honestly, it's when the numbers begin to totally consume you, so much so that you lose the enjoyment around what it is that you're actually doing, what you're trying to achieve.
100%. I think that's where we're at here, where when you lose enjoyment, you start to just get sucked into the attachment factor. And then that is the word of the day, when it just starts to consume you. I think that's when we do know it's a problem. I use mm-hmm. this reference a lot in the Fitness Redefined course. Like, if you are brushing your teeth, you're in your pajamas, and you have to walk around your neighborhood to get 200 extra steps for that day, then we know it's become a problem.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
You're our study guy.
Oh,
right.
What do I look at studies? Do I like to reference them?
Just every once in a while on the podcast, right?
For sure.
Maybe in the classes. As far as like tracking goes, is there any actual like science behind the results or the benefits of it?
So this is what's interesting, because movement trackers, fitness trackers, this is a trend, and it's kind of it leveled off in 2015. What we see today is in the range of 20 to 30% of people are using these trackers. And what I want to note today is bring a study to everybody that kind of puts the proof behind the results. Because sometimes mm-hmm. we wear these devices and we get consumed by them because we think they lead to better results for weight loss or improving health. So one study I've came across recently was a randomized controlled trial out of the University of Pittsburgh. It was conducted between October 2010 and October 2012. They basically examined whether combining a weight loss program with a fitness tracker worn on the upper arm could help test subjects lose more weight or improve their overall health. Okay. So they were basically trying to see, by wearing a fitness tracker, the spot on the body isn't necessarily that important, but by wearing that fitness tracker, would they lose more weight and improve their health compared to folks who weren't?
Right.
And so the results published in the Journal of American Medical Association, so JAMA, showed that subjects without fitness trackers during the course of this relatively long study
mm-hmm.
lost more weight than their gadget-wearing counterparts.
Whoa.
It was actually a difference of about 8 pounds. And while it's true that weight is not a great proxy of health, check out our weight loss series.
Right.
The findings also showed that the test subjects with fitness trackers were no more active or fit than those without the trackers.
Hmm.
Crazy, right?
I would say there's an argument that they might be happier.
Wow, weird. So like they're maybe enjoying their workouts more?
Probably.
And enjoying the movement they're putting into their life?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think that's the balance that we're after with this problem is like figure out how can we start to create that balance? How can we use fitness trackers but use them in a healthy way that do promote the changes that we're trying to create in our life? Last thing I just want to add, Alan, because I think it's time to talk about the solution.
Yeah, totally.
Are you about ready for that?
Yep.
Yeah, I think the analogy I just want to make is like, just think about over-measuring or being overbearing in any other area of your life. When we tend to be over the top, too overbearing, whether it's with our kids, whether it's a skill that we're trying to develop, mm-hmm. whether it's like just being overbearing at work, usually over-measuring things doesn't lead to what we're actually trying to receive by taking those steps. Yeah, I think over-tracking, it's like anything else. We want to figure out how to do the right amount and cultivate balance with it.
Yep, for sure.
Cool.
So the solution.
Yeah. So what do you think? Where should we start? What would be the best way for someone to figure out their relationship with tracking?
If it works for you or if it doesn't.
Oh, wow.
Does it work for you or does it not work for you?
Ladies and gentlemen, our executive producer, these are big questions. Does it work for you or does it not work for you? Great place to start. What would you do if people are getting wrapped up with their fitness trackers and they're basically comparing themselves to other people?
Oh, God. I see this all the time.
Really?
With the hikes.
Okay.
All the time with the hikes.
Yep.
Even down to heart rate. Oh, my heart rate got up to this versus this person.
And they might be in the van like comparing results.
Mm-hmm. So don't get wrapped up in that. Don't compare yourself to others because you're on your own journey.
Once again, a big step to take. Don't compare yourself to others. Make sure that you remember that you're an individual. You're on your own journey. I'd like to add, like, I think part of the solution to this over-tracking situation that we're seeing in fitness is to always understand the true purpose behind the type of movement you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have any examples of that?
So my best examples would be very much interrelated to how we design the program on site here.
Yeah.
With our Lose Smart program, for instance, we do two specific strength classes in a week, two specific cardio classes, and one fitness challenge. The strength classes are not only so you build muscle while you're losing weight,
mm-hmm.
but they're also so that people feel strong and in charge of their bodies, because feeling strong is what strength training gives to folks. So you can see there's two ways of looking at it where, yeah, it's going to build muscle. That's more the measurable piece. But then second to that, they'll start to feel strong. Now with cardio, here's the purpose behind cardio. Well, you improve your cardiovascular system and your breath. But the second feeling aspect of it is everything in your everyday life becomes easier and you just see the impact of your ability to breathe and everything else you do. So you're not held back. And it's almost like a confidence piece that I think cardio gives you to keep up with activities, say, with your family or with those other types of situations where your breath has maybe been holding you back. So that's a couple of examples of purpose within the Lose Smart program. And what's the fitness challenge all about? We just want to make people really sore and uncomfortable one time a week.
Just once.
No, yeah. So it's the uncomfortable, but it's the proof of like, I can do this. I did something that when I looked at that whiteboard, I didn't think I could do it, but I had a group of people around me that supported me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the true purpose, is the camaraderie sometimes even with going on hikes and doing activities with other people. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's a theme there that I heard you say, I don't know how many times you said it. I'll go back and count it later, but
I like to repeat myself.
No, it's all about how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Did you hear that word? You said it over and over again. It's not about how many steps you got.
Would you say that's like one of the most crucial solutions to this over-tracking thing?
Absolutely. You have to connect to how exercise makes you feel. Does it make you feel good? Mitchell could attest to that very rarely do people get out of a workout class and say, God, I am so, I hate that I just did that.
I felt awful.
Terrible afterward.
Do you hear that after hikes?
No.
Ugh, wish I didn't go on that hike.
That maybe stepping in and out of the van, but other than that, everybody's good. They're so excited. Like, most of our hikes are destination hikes. They get to see something beautiful. I'm teaching about our beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Like,
yeah.
It's all about how you feel.
Yeah.
About how you feel.
Well, I think that's a nice note to end on here.
Yeah.
And to maybe provide our listeners with a challenge. How do you want our listeners to take this information and change their lives today, Alan?
Yep. I want you to play a Jeff. Want you to lose your Fitbit, your Apple Watch.
Intentionally?
Intentionally. I want you to break up with it for a week.
One whole week.
Let me say it again. 7 days.
Okay. So what we are asking you today, listeners, we have never done this on the podcast, maybe in this manner, because Alan Broyhill, he is giving you the step to take today. It's the first time we're offering a challenge. So we want you to unplug and lose your tracker for a week. Hear me when I say this. We are not against tracking, but I think we believe this could do a lot of good for those who have maybe been tracking for years on end.
A lot of good.
Yeah. Cool. So you ready for the summary, Alan?
I'm ready for a summary. Hit me.
So here's what we discussed today. We talked about the problem with over-tracking. What you want to figure out is, does tracking work for you or does it not work for you? Part of the problem is we get into this thinking in our head that I only did this or I didn't get my fill in the blank in. And we want to remove that thinking this week. Tracking becomes too much when, one, it takes over your life, two, you lose enjoyment, or three, you have attachment or your reasons for moving your body become solely about the tracker. That's when I think you can know that it's gone too far. And what are we going to do about this with the solution? Well, you're going to make sure that you figure out that relationship with tracking. Find a balance with it. Get connected to the purpose behind every single workout that you do. Have a purpose for the workouts you put into your life, whether that is for the enjoyment, whether that is for, you know, those hard results, but also the feeling behind it. The number one solution today is get connected to how you feel after moving your body, and that will help you with this problem of over-tracking.
Good job, dude.
Thanks, man.
Spot on.
This has been fun today. We might have to let you pull that mic in front of your computer a little bit more often.
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we want to hear how it goes, guys. We hope this unplug for a week, this breakup with your tracker for a week, give it a shot.
Give it a shot, gang. So happy. Thanks for tuning in today. And with that, this has been the Inspired Intentions Podcast, a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer and on-air co-host today, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, please share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. That'll help individuals find this podcast so we can make a difference in their lives. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening.